Bree.
Coming up to 15 minutes to 6 here on Irirangi Wā. Te me tuku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa, and thanks very much to our previous rangatira Peter Tipine from Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Wai, who is a whanaunga of Dr. Shane Reti. And of course, 50 years ago, 40 to 50 years ago, Ngāti Hine was a deep blue, and then events changed, didn't they? So Ngāti Hine are thinking maybe there may be a reverse of, you know, relationships with Ngāti Hine and the National Party. If Shane Reti retains his leadership, he doesn't seem to want to retain the National Party leadership, though, does Dr. Shane Reti, but somebody who might be able to, give us a perspective on who would be best to lead National Political Commentator Bryce Edwards joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Bryce. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wā. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Isn't it interesting to know that Te Tai Tokerau, because of the old Sir Tohenare, was very blue, all the way up to Ahipara, actually, which is why we saw the likes of, you know, Sir Graham Latimer in the National Party. Very blue that area, not so now.
Things have changed. Yes, things have changed considerably. And you've had your own experiences in this too. I seem to remember some time back.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day?
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, but I wasn't there through any leadership changes, of course. My time was with John Key. And, of course, he had a very stable ship. You know, he ran a very stable ship, albeit a very tightly controlled, steady ship. He had a army of soldiers that also, they were all men too, that ran his very steady ship. I'm afraid that Simon Bridges nor Judith Collins had those sergeant at arms that would help steady the ship for them.
Yes, and voters really are put off parties that are disunited, and they look like they're not steady ships. And I think New Zealand voters are more like that than most countries, because they feel that, yeah, you need to have confidence that politicians are competent and that they are able to govern and they're able to take control of things. And when they're infighting and have disunity and discipline problems, that are not worth voting for, even if we like, you know, the ideologies of those parties or some of the policies. And so that's what National's been going through for the last few years. Yes, under Bridges, under Collins. And it's not clear that they'll even be able to, you know, fix that when they have a new leader, regardless of whether it's Luxon or even if Shane Reti continues as leader. They're really going to have to work hard to unite things back again.
Can it be done with this current caucus? This current caucus, individuals will be thinking about themselves and thinking which person, whoever throws their name into the hat, will be able to keep me my job. That's what they'll be thinking first and foremost as they go into that vote on Tuesday.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the big problem with the current National Party, or at least the caucus, that it is just a group of individuals. And you'll note that there's not really any important factions that are behind these leadership changes. It's not an ideological or a policy-based, you know, differences that we're seeing between the likes of Collins, Luxon, Bridges, or whoever. They seem to be all about personal ambition. And it's about, you know, they have their own personal animosities and, you know, fights. But, you know, it's not like, you know, one's the right of the caucus or the left of the caucus, and that they're wanting the party to go in a different direction. It's mostly just about personal ambition, which makes it even uglier, in my view.
This is the gift that keeps on giving to the government. Not that Jacinda her cabinet will be making any comment. They don't need to make a comment. They'll just let it unfold. But it is good news for the government, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's good news for Labor. And of course, Labor, you know, have got their own problems over recent months. They haven't really been controlling the COVID crisis like they did back in 2020. And we absolutely need a strong opposition that can critique them, scrutinise them, you know, show the alternatives. And as long as National have had weak leaders and they're not united, they're not really playing the proper role of an opposition. So Labor's delighted, although I do wonder whether, you know, what we're seeing today, as bad as it is for National at the moment, it could still lead to some improvement, whether it's Bridges or Luxon or Retty, over the likes of the way Bonds has led the party over the last year. So it could ultimately give a more fighting chance to National when it comes to the election in 2023.
Really? Do you think that National are, you know, are in opposition to the government, the Labor government, or are they actually in opposition to trying to beat, at the polls, the ACT Party? Well, actually, it's both, isn't it, really?
That's right.
They're trying to fend off ACT and the Labor government.
That's right, and so an ACT is also going to be very happy about this turmoil, and you know we might speculate on whether ACT could, you know, eventually become a bigger party. You know, we've seen them in the polls at 16, 17, 18%, not too far behind National. There is a chance, if this goes badly, especially in the next week for National, that National will drop even further and ACT could supplant them as the main opposition party. Mostly ACT have, you know, they've got a strong leader in David Seymour. I would give them that. But the rest of their caucus haven't really shone that much so far. But they are kind of winning by default on the right because of, National's disaster, really.
And so National, the internal, you know, the sort of like the inner sanctum, are starting to think now that perhaps they need to, you know, try to firm up or go back to where John Key had put the party, and that's in the centre. That's not really where National Party's original roots were. They're sort of like right off centre. But John Key managed to get them to as close to the centre as he could. Will they be able to do that? It's going to be awfully crowded, that space.
Yeah, and that's right. The problem is at the moment is that Jacinda Ardern is actually very centrist, and you know she is actually more conservative, I believe, than many people realise. And the way that she's governed the country over the last 4 years has, you know, not been that different to the way that a liberal national leader would also govern. So, and that just means that National haven't got a chance because Labor's hogging that centre, not giving them a chance. And so the likes of both Bridges and Collins are actually quite further to the right of, you know, of where National needs to be. And it's not really clear either that Christopher Luxon is that sort of centrist key type. So far, he's, you know, given some indications that he's his religious background is actually going to lead a lot of his policy sort of thinking, especially when it comes to kind of social issues like, you know, abortion, gender issues, euthanasia, those sort of, you know, choice issues. But I do think he's probably a bit more pragmatic than some of these other National MPs. And he might find a way to push National back towards the centre. But, yeah, ultimately that's really what they need to do.
And so whoever they choose on Tuesday will take them to however far that, you know, they can go. But probably not be able to win the election. That's what some are saying. I know you can never say no in politics, but it's a long bow, though, isn't it?
Like, this last election you had Labor on 50%, National on 25%, and that gap is just a chasm, isn't it? It's hard to imagine a shift that's big enough to do that. But we're living in such strange times. You know, everything's in flux, and COVID is a real challenge for this government at the moment. And, you know, we don't know how long Ardern's going to stay in the game. You know, she's been through a lot. She's had to deal with things like the Christchurch massacre, the eruption, and now COVID. You know, no one's going to be particularly surprised or feeling if she decided to step down at some stage before the next election. And so if National did get their act together, they might close the gap. And yeah, I mean, if you're a betting person, you'd want to bet on a Labor Greens coalition, or even New Zealand First coming back. And New Zealand First could still be the kingmaker again in 2023. And no, he didn't get on particularly well with John Key or even Simon Bridges, but he might get on better with Chris Luxon, and that could make a difference.
Yes. Okay, so finally then, might close a gap, might not win, won't win, whatever. But after the election, yeah, though, do you think that actually National, a new leader for National that will take them forward, that's got more longevity, might not actually be in caucus yet?
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly a possibility. But I think we shouldn't forget some of those rising stars at the moment, like Erica Stanford, Nicola Willis, who have both been talked about as deputies. And I don't think they are ready to be leaders at the moment. But over a few more years, they could be taking over as leader. But outside of caucus, outside of Parliament at the moment, yeah, I mean, we know that people can make a fast rise. And, you know, if you think back to the day of Don Brash, you know, he was only in Parliament for about a year before he actually took on the leadership. Luxon, likewise, could end up being like that. And there could be others. You're right.
The only problem that we have, you know, I'm speaking on behalf of the whole Māori nation, as you know, Bryce Edwards.
Yep.
Thanks for indulging me with that. But the issue that we do have, in all seriousness, is that we might know them, because we can see them, we know their names. I'm talking about Te Ao Māori. They sure as heck don't know us. They really do not know us. They might be having some little wānanga about treaty settlements or whatever, but sure as heck they don't know that Shane Leti has been helping our Māori, Hauora Māori in Te Taitukaro give vaccinations and give testing. They sure as heck don't know the people in Waikato, and they sure as hell don't know the people in Ruatoria.
What you raise is a really important issue about Shane Ruthie. He is starting to get a bit of momentum, and the fact that he doesn't necessarily want the leadership, I think, is maybe his biggest attraction. And I wouldn't yet be surprised if he does throw his hat into the ring. And people have noticed that, you know, there are those stories going around about the role he played in going back up to the north and vaccinating people. And he's a different sort of politician, isn't he? He's not sort of one for the big, you know, self-aggrandizement and, you know, upping himself. And yet, maybe that's exactly what National needs. Maybe they don't need the likes of Luxon, who's all about, you know, the flashy, ambitious plans. Maybe Shane Ruthie is the way forward.